This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, free shipping, lifetime warranty, and yeah, go do it.
Some people really are, yeah, and as the sun sets, and the night falls, and them hoes call, up at 6:30 and a 7:45. As he waving shorty high, you know he's showing his bling out. She got in the car, he drove, he pulled his thing out. His girl called feeling she mad, she threw the ring out. How she found out, she dreamt the whole thing out. Y'all be going through problems, you gotta work the kinks out. When you go to sleep, what do you think about? If y'all get a divorce, she gon' take everything except the kitchen sink out. Make it so cold that you gotta pull your mink out. Or grab your roller skates and turn a roller rink out. You now back up in the club trying to mink out. Meanwhile, she out doing the same thing now. Nightmares from your dream, gal, make you scream out.
Still dreaming,
make you scream out.
Still dreaming.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
How you a man waiting for the next man to get rich? Your plan is to stick out your hand real quick. So if he feed your family and he serve you shit, then he need that head you get and he deserve your bitch. Since you wishing cash fall from the sky all your life, dwelling on the past when you was alright, when you was getting cash but wasn't too bright. Now you're lucked down, you feel like busting them shells. Nobody owe you, can't do nothing for self. What niggas to show you how to come up with green? I schemed since I'm 14, what the fuck was your dream? Rental cars, little bras, saying you was seen with little niggas, little chain. You was doing your thing. How high was I? You the thousandth guy that came around thinking we could see eye to eye. We on a different echelon, could've got bread together. Now you get to stand it on, so keep dreaming.
Yeah,
dream.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dream.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dream.
Yeah.
She had several cars. She had credit cards, a castle, large master bathroom, getting a pedicure. Bellini by the glass full. Says she been meaning to ask who and need a cash rule. Who can blast tools? And I'm eating cashews. Knew she was bad news, but we mad cool. Nothing sexual, cause I knew it since high school. Grew up with my dudes, like one of my crew. She worked for Fox News. One of her men's that she lent a drop to won't come back with it, so she want him clapped in it. Says it's important that it looks like an accident. She was snorting and her eyes had bags in it. She was recording, had a wire axe and shit. 4 days before I came by, she got bagged with bricks. Crossed the line from her world of newscasting to a world of entrapment. A good girl going back, still dreaming.
Yeah, dream. What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dream.
What? 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell melodies in the air.
Welcome back, Swaggy-S. I'm your man, Big B. I'm trying to maintain control of this here vessel and not crash in the Mojave Desert. It's an in-deep show, y'all. You knew what you signed up for when you came here. You knew what to expect. When you push play, then we're going to try to give it to you. I have with me today my crew, Miss Drew Baby.
Hey. Hi, y'all. Good to be here. On the sober. Ah, y'all probably won't be able to tell, though.
Oh, God. Mark the Doc Wally.
What's happening, y'all? I'm on a sober, too. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been clean for up 20 minutes. I don't know how long I control it, though. I'm going to have to dip in there and do a break or something. But I'm hanging. What's up, everybody?
Oh, God. I just wish that was a joke.
Fuck you.
I just wish there was humor to be found in what was just said. But I'm going to light a candle for you anyway. Last but not least, I am your man, Big B. Thank you for making it here. Thank you for lending us your ear and your time and your thoughts and your opinions.
And your thoughts.
Them too. I'll say a couple of them too. You know what I'm saying? They like sugar mamas. Everybody need one.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. How was everybody's weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, mine was pretty good, man. I finally got finished painting. Bam. I'm done with that big ass basement, man. That shit kicked my ass.
Oh, but shit. Now you gonna hit the exterior?
Huh?
Now you're going to hit the exterior?
It's on the books, man. It's on the books. It's next month.
You going to get the baby girl to power wash
Yeah. Get her to power wash the joint. Yeah, first. Get up there. Yeah, and scrub it a little bit.
She must run and power wash your screens on.
Oh, man. All the siding should be gone.
Windows look like bullet holes. Try to get right. Rocks and then hit it.
Yeah. It's amazing. Joseph?
I had a good weekend. I can't remember it. Oh, yeah, no, I had a good weekend. It was really chill. I finally got the drink on a weekend. Normally it'd be on Mondays, but that's it. Nothing special, I don't think. Oh, signed up my baby girl for basketball. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, she starts in January.
All right. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, well, tell me that. I'm sorry. I don't put all the business out there.
Say that again?
No, I was saying where, but...
Oh.
Don't.
At the meal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Of course.
All right. Well, that's what
you know. You should be there when first game, right?
Yeah, hopefully I should be...
January.
We should be watching both of them.
Oh, yeah? When?
When I say. Nigga, I rule this roost. Nigga.
Did y'all play, though?
She wants to. I asked her about getting her in cheerleading, and she was like, yeah, Ma, I'll do that, but I really want to play basketball. I was like, okay. Oh, bet. Okay. Cool. I just need, you know, my baby to have a full little life right now. I've said no to it too long, so yeah. It's, you know, trying to make things happen.
Gotta extend that You gotta extend that leash a little bit.
Yeah. And cut out. Oh no, that was because of financial reasons. It wasn't.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, whatever the leashes of our lives are. Yeah.
I'm going to extend a leash right now if they get any louder upstairs.
Oh my God. That's not a leash. That's
and
a
that's
whip.
Funny. Think about all three of us. Right. Our children are here. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's beautiful.
You
thunder.
Hear that? Do you hear that?
Uh-huh. Sounds like thunder.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You can ready to go up there and light.
No, I know, I know it's Judy up there. Another thing, Friday was Halloween, and yeah, they had a fun time. Did she tell you about it?
I saw the picture, yeah.
You see the bag, her bag? It was stupid full, wasn't it? And we didn't even really hit all of, like, they normally dump off and go back out, but, you know, they was tapping out. They was trying to get some of that candy.
Say we got enough, huh?
Yeah, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, had fun. She was in full costume. That one's daughter right there? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
That one?
Yes, that one's daughter. She was in full costume. My cousin kept saying, she said, oh my God, look at Kat. Her hand is on her hip. I mean, she gets out of the car and it was just straight.
Okay. She was giving it up.
It was so bad that my cousin, when she dropped us off, she was like, Kate, do it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who was she?
It was cute. She was a car hop.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All she was missing was roller skates.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
They had a good time. They had a really good time.
No doubt. I had a interesting weekend. I'm going to save it for the end of the show. Mm. For our two finger, one finger. Mm. Yeah. Wrap it all up in one pretty little neat bow. And all that good stuff.
Jerk face.
Why I gotta be a jerk face? Damn, y'all, you just come in with the name calling and the eyes and the
whole
shit.
Oh, I can do that to you because you never miss a beat when really? It comes to me. Oh shit, you know this nigga.
You're looking for something.
Yeah.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey y'all. Y'all remember back in the day where Bill Cosby was accused of raping?
I never knew about that.
Yeah,
until
yeah,
just now.
Uh-huh. But little did I know, over the years they say he did that shit like to 13 different women, mm-hmm. you know, through mm-hmm, the years. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was supposed to be on Queen Latifah's show,
mm-hmm.
right? And this comedian, his name is Hannibal Buress. Okay, now he was on stage doing the stand-up thing or whatever. And he, for some reason, brought that up about Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. you know, drugging and, you know, accused of raping 13 women and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the head people over at the Latifah show said, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Bill was supposed to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that shit happened way back in the day. Why would they do that?
Queen Latifah is like, this is my second go round mm-hmm. with the show. It's doing very well. I don't need nothing that's going to, you know, attract negative, you know, attention. I just feel like, I don't know if they did or did not, but do the research on it because it was just, I didn't hear of the allegations until I heard of the allegations and Queen Latifah not letting them on the show, yeah. you know, so it's like, come on now.
Yeah, you would think that was dead in the water by now, but I guess not, you know. And anyway, even though Cosby has been, you know, he hasn't been charged with sexual assault or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He has been sued. So apparently Bill just said, hey, here goes some money, go on with yourself.
So he's been accused of messing with a little boy too? I mean,
no.
A dude? No, all these
women.
Old women.
They were all okay. women. No, I haven't heard any.
Do you believe it?
You know, you kind of, sort of.
Why? What makes you believe it?
Well, the first woman, I don't know whether she was the first woman or what, but mm-hmm. the one that was doing a lot of talking said she was, you know, her and Bill was cool. And she was over his house one night, and apparently he had sent all the workers home. You know, everybody, I guess, that worked in the house.
Where was his wife?
I don't know. I don't know mm-hmm. what was going on at that time.
And why come out with it now?
Well, actually, this she didn't come out with it now. This comedian, he was doing stand-up. And for some reason, he just brought that up. I don't know whether it was part of his little stand-up thing or whatever. But he brought up the fact that, you know, Bill was accused of raping and drugging these women, these 13 women, way back in the day. But like I said, he was never criminally charged with it, but he was sued. And I don't know how much he paid out, but he did. But anyway, his ass ain't going to be on the Queen Latifah show.
That's messed up.
That's a wrap on
if
that
anything,
one.
Queen could have had him on, well...
See, that to me, that's an opportunity miss because she could have did one of those intimate, quiet, sit-down interview shows.
Yeah, Oprah-ish.
Like Oprah,
right.
Oprah-esque.
Made him start crying and shit.
You know, and opportunity miss.
Yeah. He probably be like, well, I heard you was gay. You know,
right.
It could have been.
But,
it,
and that's I think that's exactly more of the reason why they canceled that show because they'd have been like, if she would have went anywhere in his business, he was going
back.
All the way in hers.
Right, right.
You think so?
Man.
His old no honorary ass right now, right?
No cuts.
Right.
I would like to remind you that you lick pussy.
That you a bulldogger.
Right, right. Just come on out. Hey, y'all, did y'all see Janet Jackson, man?
No, I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, man. She made an appearance at Hollywood, out in Hollywood. She was spotted at this, it's called the Vogue Fashion Devoir Experience Gala Dinner. Okay? With her billionaire husband, Wassam Al-Mana.
Yes.
That sounded about right, didn't it?
The Al-Mani.
Yeah.
Al-Mana.
I was just singing that song the other day too.
Thanks for sharing.
Manamana.
Got it out. Anyway, man, she was sporting a long ponytail and she had on this black dress that was, you know, cut and everything. The only thing wrong with Janet, y'all know. Not a damn thing, but that girl still sop her up with a biscuit. Yeah, but did y'all see the picture of Beyonce and Blue Ivy in their Halloween costumes?
Yeah,
She had on Beyonce had on the Rhythm Nation joint, and Lil Blue Ivy was dressed up like Michael Jackson. I think that was cool.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was cool. Yeah. Oh man, Wendy Williams, she done fucked up, man. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all done seen those pictures of Bruce Jenner that when he painted his fingernails and all that kind of shit. So, Wendy Williams then came out and chastised the man. She said, thank God that his kids were grown up. Who in the hell would want to see him come to a PTA meeting with his fingernails painted red and smoking a cigarette? That shit pissed off. Whoa. Break it down with it.
To do the research on top of the research. I saw the clip of what she said and then the magazine that took from what she said. What she said, actually said, which was nothing wrong with what she said, how she said it, and what the magazine had typed up, it was a misquote. It was added. They combined a whole bunch of shit. So you have to see when she actually said that. So looking at what she said, looking at her and looking at what she said, you'd be like, okay, you're right. I can receive that. You're right. But listening to what the magazine said, they made it, of course, they hyped it up and then they put quotations behind it. So it's making it seem like, yeah, Wendy really did say that shit and she didn't.
Okay, cool, man. You all right, girl. You all right. Hey, y'all, I got 15.
You
got
to check your idea sauces.
I got, right. Look, I'm going to run off 15 celebrities who people are saying are washed up, okay? And y'all give me a yay or a nay, all right? I'm going to start from the bottom.
Now we're
here. Al Pacino.
I say nay. He can come back.
Maybe.
He's chilling,
you
know?
Him a maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Meg,
I give him an oar.
Okay, right.
Oh, wow. The theft that has occurred on Al Pacino is not necessarily the...
What you think, Brian?
He needs the perfect role.
Yeah, I agree.
He can't just go and just do.
But I don't think he's washed up.
Just do Al Pacino like he usually do.
But he hasn't really been. You know what I'm saying? Like the roles, the last few that he plays been.
Just Al Pacino.
I don't want to say it's been like your normal Al Pacino roles. He just, you can tell he's been more, is more matured versus, you know, real more calmer roles versus the, you know, the hype shit that he.
Got you. Okay, Meg Ryan.
Nay.
Done.
Nay.
All right. Sylvester Stallone.
Or.
You gonna give him an or? I'm gonna give him a done. Done. It's a wrap. Helen Hunt. Done.
I don't want to say she's done.
Well, that's what you gonna do, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about Helen Hunt, Mr. Soundbite Wizard over there?
That dog doesn't hunt anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Pauly Shore, done.
Done.
Mel Gibson.
He was done before he started.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Mel Gibson?
Mel? I don't think he's done,
yeah,
but
I think he's done either.
I think he committed the ultimate sin and went against the Jews. See, the Jews know how to shut a person's life down.
Gotcha.
Us black people take everybody back.
All right. Yeah, I've heard that.
You got Paula Deen back, but.
Okay, Jean-Claude Van Damme, done. We don't even need to talk about him. Robert De Niro.
Oh, no, he's not done. He's a yay.
Okay. Eddie Murphy.
I'm sick of every time he come back out, it's always a silly ass Eddie. I wanna challenge him to
him to go back to
a deeper role.
Days. I think he'd do pretty good in stand up.
You think so?
But you know what though, all the time he had like pretty good writers too. You know, what's his name? The Wayans brother, the oldest one.
Keenan
did a lot of his writing, and the older comedian, god damn it. Brian, what is his name? He comes, the dude. He does a lot of
political jokes.
Yeah, the older black guy.
Oh, Mooney.
Mooney did a lot of his writing and stuff like that. I think that's why, you know, his stand up turned out pretty good. But
Paul Mooney is hilarious. Good.
Yeah. Let's see. Renee Zellweger.
Speaking of Renee, I mean, get a good role. I say yay. She not washed up.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen how she looked though lately?
No. Oh, well, she got some work done.
It looks as if she looks like you wouldn't know it was her.
Wow.
It looked like a auntie or cousin or something. It don't look like Renee.
So was
it doesn't look bad. It just doesn't look like her.
Oh, okay.
Like you wouldn't know who that was. Like, who is that? Hollywood. What is that? You know. Gotcha. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, John Travolta.
I don't want to say that he's washed up. He's chilling.
Okay.
Like, I say.
Chilling with the boys.
I say, ooh. Ooh. That's half Hollywood.
Ain't it though? Nicolas Cage. I don't give him a done.
Yeah, I say done because I don't.
You know, I never really saw him as an actor anyway.
But think about it. Mickey Rourke came back. And I forgot what movie it was, but he did good. I think he got an award for it. I forgot what it was, but he came back and he did nothing.
I've seen him in a few movies
a
lately,
minute,
but I don't know whether it was before he was fucked up or after.
After he was fucked up. The couple of movies that he's been in.
I know he was in that joint, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, with Johnny Depp, and what's the fucking Spanish girl name? The pretty girl. Fuck it, I forget it. But he was in that. He was in a few other movies, but he still looked fucked up.
I mean, like on another note, you've heard about Jamie Foxx possibly buzz around town doing Martin Luther King.
I heard he was getting ready to do Mike Tyson too or some shit.
Didn't know that. I heard
Usher was supposed
the grapevine
to do Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah. But how do you feel about it? If it is true,
Jamie doing Martin Luther?
Yes. I think if he study like how he did, like, right?
Yeah.
If he studies and the writing is good, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I think it could be another winning. Winning.
Yeah, because he's a diverse actor. He can slide on into anything. Mm-hmm. Demi Moore, done.
Sin City, Dame to Kill, Mickey Rourke. That was 2014.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen Sin City. I haven't seen that. I don't think.
But that's not the one that I was talking about that he was in lately. But yeah, that's the latest one for this year.
Okay. And last but not least, Steven Seagal. Done.
I was watching Hard to Kill last night, too.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
and Above the Law.
Okay. Them my movies right there. I got to get to them. Them are the only two I think I really like them in. Okay. Robin Thicke and Pharrell. Y'all remember when we were talking about, this was many, many, many shows ago, about the blurred lines sounding like
Marvin Gaye's
Gotta Give It Up joint? Mm-hmm. Well, they're in court about this shit right about now. And it's this judge, U.S. District Judge John Cronstadt. He denied Thicke and Williams the motions because he said, yeah, there are similarities with that song.
Right.
So, you know, the trial is going to be set for February the 10th, 2015. And they said this might be one of the highest paid out, you know, still in music and shit. One of the highest paid.
And I don't think they're actually in court right now. I think their motion to have the case thrown out was denied.
I think that's I don't see where it was stealing. I see an ode to, but not.
And that's it. See, I don't know who Robin and Pharrell's law advisors are, but you really drop the ball at not mentioning it, not putting that in the forefront of your argument. This was everyone wants to say, even though my dear friend Mustafa claims that, you know, it's a direct rip of a song. It's not. It's made in the likeness of the song as an ode to Marvin Gaye.
To that feel-good music. Like, I don't understand why they even... Now, don't get me wrong. When I first heard it, I was reminiscent of it. You know, it was like, oh, this sounds like Got to Give It Up. Right. But it's not it.
It's not the same song.
It's not it.
I mean, damn it.
Yeah. Right. Well, all right. Well, anyway, the trial is scheduled for February the 10th, 2015. Oh, we'll see. Oh, but you know, excuse me. Robin Thicke admitted that, you know, Pharrell wrote the song, but he said, man, he was trying to take credit for it. And at the time, he was in the studio, he said he was all high and drunk and shit. So, you know, that be.
He took that from Friday.
That what it was?
Man, he's like, man, what happened that one day when you ain't help us? Man, I was high.
Right. Oh, that's different.
Oh, that was right.
He took the smoky defense on that one.
Right. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. We got some more stuff coming up for y'all, right?
Yeah.
No, this is the end of the show. Like I said, right? Like, this is my first time here. I don't really know what happens after this. I'm usually drunk by this portion of the show.
Yeah.
Tell black people nothing, because as soon as you tell them a little bit of information they want to know, they want more.
Yep.
We want more.
We want more.
How you doing? Drew Baby.
Yeah.
Got a little feedback for us?
Yeah, got a little feedback. Feedback.
Don't you do it.
I got some feedback, okay? Dear In Deep family.
Oh, for real? You gonna take it
leave
to
leave me alone while I'm trying to do this.
You gonna
okay?
take it to fifth grade though?
Yeah. I'm trying to do this.
The empty. So you gonna take it there? That's what you're yeah. taking.
Just wanted to drop you a quick note about how y'all have changed my entire weekend attire. I was listening to the show a couple of weeks back where you described the thought outfit, which is so funny, consisting of Ugg boots, jogging pants, and a hoodie. As I got myself dressed to run my errands on Saturday, I did what I always do, grab yoga pants, a hoodie, and my Ugg boots. It didn't even occur to me that I had committed a thoughtery offense with my outfit choice until I was in the grocery store. Brothers be giving me mad love in the grocery store, too, and that's when it hit me. These brothers think I got high thought esteem to go. That is so funny. To be out in the middle of the day with my fantastic outfit on. I got my life together, though. No more thotterific outfits for Kai. Love y'all. If y'all didn't know what Kai was, that is Kai Love.
All right.
O-V-E.
Panties dripping. Ring them out. So yeah, that's the feedback. Oh, shout out to Kai.
Kai.
No doubt. All right, so today, in today's news, we had someone send in something, and I am going to vow no longer to shorten emails while I'm at work because I often chop out too much shit and I don't make sense of what I rewrote.
And then he's
this.
Doing it on iPhone. So that
my really 2025 is good. So
it really does you a disservice.
You sit over there with your Ray Charles. And thank you. Mm. Anyway, so gentleman wrote in, and he said he had recently met a young lady, and they just started to date. He notices that one of the big criterias in getting into a relationship that the girl that he's met harps on is that she needs a person to know what they want. And he said, it got me to thinking, is it all that bad for a person not to know what they want? He says, most people that claim that they do often want the wrong shit anyway and have to learn the hard way that what they think they wanted was wrong. So, I guess the question that he's asking, is it okay to go into potential relationships or dating situations with caution to the wind and just let me, I guess, sort of rely on my dating education, my relationship education, my trials and tribulations of dating, and all that to guide the way? Or should you have your whole dating blueprint ahead of you?
I feel like we talked about this before.
God damn it, listener, go back to the old show and find the show she talking about. Goodbye. Thank you for coming out.
Right. Thanks for coming.
You're sending no more goddamn emails. Shit we done talked about.
Right. Listen to the motherfucking show. Uh-huh. But to me, I just feel like you just, take it. I mean, it's certain preliminary things that you are looking for out the gate, reasonable, such as respect. And
you want a mouth for respect,
things you know.
Yeah, well, I have her respect if I push a cock in your
point. Oh, no. Yeah, no. But, but I mean, I'm just one of them day at a time. Each day would tell me.
I agree.
If you know, if I want to deal with that cat like that.
Take baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, you give a little, she give a little. Yeah, you got to crawl before you. And then put it all in the same pot and mix it up together.
Just be careful. That's all. You just have to be careful. Because some people are hopeless romantics and fall kind of hard, you know, off the jump. That's just because that's just genuinely them. Not because, you know, they're pressed or anything like that. That's just them. And some people can't receive that.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
But just take it one day at a time. You gotta crawl before you walk. So
that's right. I agree. I concur.
No doubt. It to me, I think going into relationships, I honestly do feel that you should go into it as open minded as you possibly can. It's good to have sort of a mental blueprint of what your expectations are on what you want to do in this potential situation. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think you should, like, as soon as something steps outside of that grand plan, you throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, that shit might then you know, take you down the street that you never could have ever imagined. And in a good way. That shit could take you in the wrong way too. That shit could take you towards motherfucking bankruptcy and the whole shit. But I mean,
how about that?
It could take you down a road that you really never thought about. And I think that's where a lot of potential good relationships go bad, because they're never given the life breath that they need to develop. Because everyone just has this picture of, if he, you know, you don't have this credit score, you're not bringing in this income, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, then I just can't do nothing with you.
Standards a little too high, man.
You know, I just think that people need to be more realistic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That? I mean, stop looking at TV and these reality shows and set your guidelines off of what you see on this tomfoolery networks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Be realistic. And then it's also an age thing too. Like, if you're a youngin', of course, sometimes your expectations are kind of far-fetched. You know, and especially if you didn't have any like great examples, you know, in your life, anything that you know that you can pattern behind and see that if the situation was this kind of way, this is the outcome because of my mom or because my parents or because my grandparents or, you know, somebody that you look up to that's in a healthy relationship, you know. But as you get older, it's just like you it's a one day at a time type deal. Like, you can have a whole damn Excel spreadsheet on shit that you want, but you can't call it. You can't call it. And if you spend so much time trying to search and look for that shit, you're going to be asked out, because it's always going to be something that a person does that you don't like, because it's not going according to what you feel like supposed to happen. So
A lot of times, if you find yourself in and out of a lot of relationships and you're always blaming the other person, like Brian always says, sometimes you got to look in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
And I had try a buddy to learn like that.
From what the fuck. Okay, if that relationship was fucked up because of so and so.
Right.
Okay, moving on, you know, try to make a change.
Yeah, I had a buddy like that. Every relationship that he'd been in, it was an older cat. He was older than me. He's probably in his 50s now, but he was my neighbor. And every time we asked him about, you know, previous girlfriend, like, oh, she was crazy. Everybody was fucking crazy. Everybody was crazy. And it was funny because he was funny, but it's something wrong with you if you keep having these issues and every bitch that you run into is crazy.
It could legitimately be that all them chicks is crazy, but it still comes back to you, because you keep
attracting
them
crazy, right?
You know what I'm saying? You keep picking them,
right?
Women,
women's.
That's what you keep doing.
No
doubt. So,
look at you.
I know it's a You know, I know that this topic has been tossed around podcasting to and fro, between and betwixt. But
speaking of that,
especially
I want one.
With the show crashing last week and that portion of the show getting cut off, I kind of wanted to get back into that conversation because we were sort of really starting to delve into the you know, the whole street harassment thing and the video with the young lady and I guess for me, I stand classic Libra. I'm just so in the middle of this one because I've seen both sides of it, and I've been on the side more times than not where you're genuinely being kind to a person or you're generally being helpful to a person, and they straight shit on you because they think you coming off some street harassment, you know, can I get your number type shit or what have you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna lie, you know, a lot of times it brings out the worst of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, this is the one that happens most of all. Being that I'm driving all day long, I see so many women with their dress or their coat caught in the door. And I'll get beside them and I'm trying to get their attention and they just wave me off like, hey, I'm all right, I'm good.
Like you're trying to holler at them.
Right. And they just instantly dismiss. And that could be because of their experiences. I understand that. But you have to judge each person on their own accord. I really don't care how many times you may be quote-unquote street harassed. And I think the whole street harassment thing is overblown because I think so much has been sucked into the description of street harassment that really isn't. So I don't know. And so, yeah, it like I said, it brings out the worst of me that when I finally do get their attention, I might throw the big period on the end of what I say. You know, like, I was letting you know that your dress was in the door.
Bitch.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big period right there. Uh-huh. You know.
But she did look good, though.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw snippets of it. I didn't get an opportunity to see all of it when it came out because I was annoyed at everybody's comment. I was just thinking, oh, okay, it's just a broad doing a test run of the streets and how,
she had,
you know,
microphones in her hand too, didn't she?
No, it was hidden camera. Okay, somebody was in front of her, whatever. She just looked like a little baby Black Panther the way she was just walking through the streets.
She didn't look approachable.
And so it just, what you gonna say?
Okay. Why they couldn't put her in a thot outfit, sweatpants,
right,
boots, and a hoodie?
She wouldn't got all that.
You know what I'm saying? Why they gotta sexy her all up to do this experiment?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think shit would have went a whole... You could have put her business suit, and I think...
Hell yeah.
The cat call and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it would have still happened, but I think it would have went down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'd have put her in... You like I said, you'd have put her in some Ugg sweats and a hoodie, it'd have went down a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you dressed her right to... I mean, the bottom
you
line
threw
is
the
this.
Bait.
Exactly. If you lead a motherfucking food out for the mice, they gonna come.
Right.
So don't get mad. Don't get mad when you get roaches and you got food left all over your fucking kitchen and shit.
Right.
Don't get mad when roaches come.
Right.
You put that bait out there, that's what you get.
And you know what else? Look at that little strip of street where she was walking down.
Please don't mistake what I just said to say that warrants it, that the way she was dressed warrants it. I'm talking strictly for... They were doing sort of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any experiment, when you lean the results one way, you know, you taint the outcome of
it. Right. But you want to know what? It's like a catch 22 with things like that, because, you know, women have the argument, well, I should be able to wear what I want to wear, this and that third. But my thing is, if you know that your outfit, looking at your outfit, you're not wearing it for you. You're wearing either for a woman, for women, or you're wearing it for men. You're wearing it to get a like. You're wearing it to get pissed. Same thing with taking pictures and selfies and posting it. You're posting it because you want somebody to like it. You want somebody to see it. You want somebody. Yeah, especially when, side note, when somebody say something negative about a picture or whatever that you post, you get all upset. But it's not, don't think that when you post it, it's just going to be for likes. But anyway, that's something else different. But you have to be conscious of what you put on. You know what I'm saying? Of course you want to be complimented. But don't think that it's thirsty, crazy niggas out here. Mm-hmm. Niggas, and that's black, white, Asian, whatever. It's crazy motherfuckers out here. Niggas, so, right. If you put something on that's revealing, midriffs and boobs poking and jeans tight and things the crack of your ass, said. It's going to be said. Mm-hmm. So you cannot get mad because somebody doesn't have home training or right, or what have, like, yeah. I don't understand that.
And Brian, you know what? You brought up a good point. What they should have did was
did they, like two, like
three outfits.
Different, yeah, that would have been perfect. You
know, did the thought thing. I mean, it's the pajama thing or whatever. Then okay. We already got the black thing that she had.
Uh huh.
All right. Then do like some professional or something in between it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see what the responses would have mm-hmm. been. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to having her.
That would have been perfect. You
didn't say that. I would have loved to seen them dress her in sort of an androgynous look. Look and see what reaction she would have got then.
I would like to see them dress her like my daughter's sister is a carpenter by trade. So every day she's in her carpentry uniform. Pretty face, cute. I would like to see how much, you know, because she doesn't look gay.
Pretty,
you know what I'm saying?
She,
yeah, you know, but she. Did you say thought? Is that. That was the. That sound like the.
Like you said. Got thought on your brain.
I know. Man. I mean, you know, it was thoughtaristic all in the what you call in the feedback. You know, so that name just stuck. But anyway, no. She's cute. You know, and pretty face, everything. So you could tell looking at her that she's, you know, not butch or anything like that. But I want to know, you know, what right. the outcome would have been with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And painter's pants.
Well, yeah. She wears the vest, everything, hard hat, all of that.
Okay.
Like she's okay. in construction. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. Like you said, it was kind of biased. That's why I was annoying just to see the whole process.
Yeah. What about my man? Oh, but you said you didn't see all of it.
No.
It was one dude that followed her damn near whole
light skinned dude with
that's,
the tank.
That's see, but that's the creepy ass motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the ones that skew the results so hard in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's so sad. It really is. It's sad. And yeah, I mean they really give the bad rep for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny. You know, and this is a little bit different, but it's sort of on the same note. Like when dudes come to the club, you know, and I check the ID or whatever, or I'm collecting the money or whatever, and they be like, yo, be honest with me. Is some bait up in here? I'm like, nah, here's your money back. Ain't shit up in here. Have a good night. Because I know those are going to be the ones mm-hmm. that's on some old thirsty ass
mm-hmm,
shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or some of them I'll be like, if there was only one woman in here, I don't believe your game is tight enough that you would leave with her.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Why do you need a rack of women? Why do you need hundreds of women to, you know, so increase your odds?
PO.
I got strength in my game. I feel
FOP?
Like, right, I
FOS?
If you got a wolf pack around you, I know how to maneuver that and get something in your ear.
Oh, man.
I mean, like I said, I ain't the most handsome motherfucker in the world, but... Give me that air hole. I'm going to work with something.
You can move nasty. Through a room full of vultures.
Slam.
Yeah, he went through the box.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you know.
Because yeah, I had a good time when I came down and joined that time. That one time.
That one time in Bank
Camp. That one time. Many, many moons. Many moons ago. It was a real nice joint, though. I like it.
Remember that one time you came, Drew, you had on the... I think you had on that red dress. Was it Red Dress?
The Catwoman jump?
No, Freakum Gentleman.
With the hooker boots?
Was it in the wintertime?
With the hooker boots?
Oh, yeah.
You trying to be funny?
Who?
You?
I knew you wanted to say hooker boots.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about...
Oh, boy.
I can say something to jog your memory, but I ain't going to say it.
You was giving it to him, Drew. Drew don't even remember what that was.
She said something to me. I was like, Lord have mercy. No, she didn't just say that.
I said that one. You bet not.
Was it red, though? Was it red or was it brown?
I think it was a brown. It was a brown dress. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a brown dress. I'm going to lose my weight so I can get back in. Because right now it's fitting like a shirt.
Okay. Well, all right.
So that's on a halter top.
Well, that's a nice sweater top.
So anyway, so okay, so let me just like real quick.
Can't stand his ass.
Okay, so young lady walking down the street, and a gentleman says, "You know, smile, beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful day." Street harassment or not?
No, not at all. No.
You know what? It's all in the delivery, the body, gestures.
Just how I just did it.
The looking.
Smile, beautiful. It's a nice day out here. Smile, beautiful. It's going to get better.
You look too beautiful to look like that.
No, it's not street harassment, I guess. Is it street harassment if everybody's saying that to you? Or is it a wake-up call? Like, damn. I must be lugging, right?
People tell you the same thing. You need to change something.
Mm. But what if it was like, smile, beautiful.
Oh, looking you up and down.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of a form of
But I mean, if you get all of that while you walking with your attention focused forward, mm-hmm. I mean, are you really going to pick all that up?
Right.
All them long stairs and shit? It's funny because we put all these fucking titles and labels on everything nowadays. God damn. Once upon a time,
not long ago,
that was just your rap,
right?
You find something clever to say to a young lady. That was just that was called your rap back in the day,
right?
But just think about it. They still try to use it, but it started being follow up with them. Fuck you, then, bitch.
Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. When you hear that, it's just like one of them. Versus, oh, that's so cute.
It doesn't hurt to just say thank you and keep it moving.
It doesn't hurt to say that. You are absolutely right. Or not say anything at all. Because you don't have to respond.
You don't. That's when you get a bitch.
But why?
Because you just
ain't But the thing is,
I'm not saying
like,
you should get a bitch, but you know.
But you don't know what's happening in that. That's the thing. Right. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. She could have just got fucked up or just found out that her man was cheating on her or caught her with her best friend or whatever.
There you go.
And she walking. She don't want to hear no smile, beautiful shit. She want to fuck her. Go fuck her man up. And that bitch that he. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't. You can't just because you said something nice. If you meant it straight from here, you wouldn't get offended by it. You wouldn't say fuck her. You wouldn't say bitch. If anything, you'd be like, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Can I
follow up with something, you know, if that's the case.
Can I give y'all another situation?
Fuck. Okay.
So I
got a lot of situations.
I don't have as many situations as you have.
That's a beautiful situation.
Drink. Yes, it is.
It's okay.
Like
But there was a
Miami
a few years ago, Valentine's Day.
Bit of that.
I recorded a little mix, a little Valentine's Day mix, and I bought a bag of lollipops, Valentine's Day lollipops, whatever. And I gave them to random people on the street, dudes and girls, you know, because I'm like I was single, so I wanted everybody else to enjoy their Valentine's Day. You know what
See,
I'm saying?
See, that can come from you. That can come from you. You giving it to dudes too. Right. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That can come from you.
Yeah, that
now
can.
If Mark was out there,
I ain't giving
handing
shit.
Shit to dudes.
I ain't giving
that
nigga shit.
Right. I'm definitely you know comfortable with mine.
Yeah, but I ain't giving a nigga shit.
Happy Valentine's Day.
No.
But you know, but it's just, you know, I would say to the guys, you know, hey, enjoy your night with your lady, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one situation where
is it DuPont,
sir? I was just like, you know,
that's a good idea too.
There was one situation where I was like, you know, trying to get this lady's attention or what have you. And you know, she gave me the egg off the break,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, I caught up with her. And I was like, hey, you know, happy Valentine's Day. I just wanted to give this to you. I hope you enjoy your Valentine's Day. Why she start crying?
Mm.
It's the only gift she had gotten for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I guess, you just don't know. No matter how cliche it may start off, no matter... I mean, with the information highway being what it is, we all can see, hear, and read everything. So yeah, there's a lot of crafty-ass, thirsty dudes.
Mm.
But you just don't know what's at the end. Or you don't know what's in the middle. Let it, give it, you know, give some shit a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two people cried. It's actually because the next, I had, you know, some more left over, so the next day...
Mm.
I still give stuff out. And the next one, the same thing. The person was like, oh my God, I didn't get anything at all. I wasn't even acknowledged for Valentine's Day. And she was just like, I'm like, damn, okay. These tears. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
It's terrible what's going on out here.
In these streets.
That was beautiful, man.
And these love hearts. That's why Bull should stay with Bull and never leave outside the Bull yard. It just doesn't know how to handle anything else but what his system has shut down.
I feel like he's handling that well.
I think so, too. And I'm going to handle some more. My cup running.
You know
low.
What? I should call that Miami Blue.
Like I like that.
That looks.
Hey, you know what? You know what else
exotic,
it looks like?
Huh?
You know when the police test the drugs and they put the little drop on it to the blue? It's some good shit. That's the pure. It's the pure heroin.
Oh my gosh! I didn't do it. Carry on.
You totally did.
I did not.
We had just one show where we could actually have seen what it would have been like.
Well, I did half a show.
But he's not. He's good.
I'm good. He just.
I know.
You see the T-shirt, don't you? You ought to know by now. You know.
Oof. I see your T-shirt too. I saw that male's liquor yesterday. So anyway, along with the hat.
I can't stay, y'all.
Oh, God. This shit got me hot. My temperature rise. Use my ice cubes.
Wonder why the heathens and the hoes are running out the congregation.
Yes, God.
Yeah. Today I want to talk to you about having to look over your back. Having to look around corners.
Around the corner.
Having to look both ways. As you enter a room You see, there was an instance where I seen two of my bitches in the club.
Two of the bitches? Oh, shit, Lord. Two Jezebels in the club. Lord,
and I knew they knew about each other. But see, something came over me and I felt these bitches are trying to set me up. But then I thought, maybe I'm just paranoid.
No, paranoid. Paranoid. Paranoia activity. Shit.
You see, I got this bad light skin from the valley.
From the valley.
I love it. She be in the club with no panties.
No panties, preacher. No, no, preacher. Preacher.
She little bitch used to be my favorite.
You too.
But now, we don't even speak the same language.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it,
Deacon? See, I love my bitch. I can bang it. You see, because my light skin, at least I knew she could take the day.
All right, now you gotta watch out for them light ones now. You gotta watch out for the light skin. Red bones, that boy, red bones.
You see, I made a mistake, and in all my haste, I bought both of them red bottoms.
The red bone
and
with
I
the red
even
bottom.
Bought them. Same fragrance. I had the nerve to be so haphazard in my ways that I even bought them same Range Rovers.
Yeah, damn. Well, all right.
But both of them hoes know that neither one of them can stay over.
No layover, no stay.
Both of my bitches look good as fuck. While most of y'all out there in the congregation, bitches look like booger wolves. Don't be paranoid, people. Find your good one and then you settle down.
Don't buy no trucks. Yes,
God. Digging this drill. I see you over there with your head down. You're shaking your head.
Why are you shaking your head, sister? Deaconess.
Talk to us, but I drew.
She's looking up in the sky. She looking for some words. She about to cry. You all right, baby?
I don't want to be a part of this congregation no more. Come on now.
Why? Why, Lord, why? Yes, God. You can do it. Oh, you could do it, baby. Gotta get the Holy Spirit up in you.
Or something.
Yes.
Get something up in you, God. And you will feel the Spirit.
Something up in you.
Oh, right now. That'll do it. That'll do it right there. That's spot it right there in that part.
As she holds her crotch and breathes deeply.
Yeah.
What's up?
Uh-oh.
For real? That's where you want to go?
I can't say that.
Oh, we fin the music now, nigga?
No, nigga.
This.
The music changed, sir.
Well, all right.
Is.
Yeah, get it back there so
give
she
her,
can.
Give her crotch keys. Open that box.
That's the smallest of her finger. Go there with her.
Don't play with me, B. Alright.
I'm hot.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I ain't saying nothing. Look, hey, it's time to go, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's time to go. It's time to wrap this up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go on with it.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking now.
Oh, really?
And I took over.
I mean, shit.
I just snatched the mic like
you
shit.
You had the two finger and the one finger going, so I mean, go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You look like you actually did that at one point in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You was
Oh shit, never mind. So two finger, one finger, B.
Dot, two finger, one finger.
Two fingers for me for finishing my basement project, and I'm gonna take some pictures when I finish too, y'all. Y'all gonna like shit. One finger to this cold weather we had today. We supposed to have 70s tomorrow, but god damn it, I wasn't ready for no. I didn't want no.
You
cold.
Went outside in it.
Want no cold.
You went outside in it.
Did I go outside in?
Uh-huh. In it.
Yeah, I didn't say it was cold today, motherfucker.
I just thought you just was listening to the news.
I hear this.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, I went outside, nigga. I had to set the trash out.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Did they trash that?
Okay.
You must know my history. Drew, two fingers.
Oh, man. I'm sweating.
Why do you have the grand finale, two finger, one finger? Why I gotta be all that? Because I asked you that first. Something. No, you already had it from the beginning.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, that's why I was anxious to hear it, but yeah, that's okay.
He did.
Y'all. Two finger,
I mean,
one finger.
I'm not mine if you want.
No, that's okay. I'll wait. For you to, it's your show. You're the producer and all that.
I'm so, glad you recognize.
Negro, please. Recognize. I take over in a heartbeat. Ladies take over. Don't do it.
Don't make me go there.
Oh, don't make me go there.
Uh-huh. She hit you with the big eyes.
Now,
she hit you with
finger,
the Charlene.
No, we going places. I want to go there too.
Oh, you do? You want to take it there?
She hit you with the Charlene eyes.
Let me read.
Well, yeah, go, you know, while you reading, I'll do my own thing, you know.
Okay.
Y'all want me to sing a song while y'all?
That's okay.
Okay, great. Hey, I wrote a poem. Y'all want to hear it? We go a little something like this.
You want to go there, baby?
Mm-mm. Yeah, take it there. I'm not afraid. I ain't never scared. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Y'all.
I'm good.
Are you good? You sure?
I'm locked and loaded, so whenever you want to take it there.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I want you to.
You let them reload.
Go ahead, take
now.
It there. Take it there.
Uh-oh. Staple Singers, take it there. Uh-oh.
I'm waiting, B.
Don't wait on me. Come on, we've been holding the people up.
Okay, two finger, one finger. Mm. Two finger, for me start a new job, which I really enjoyed so far. One finger, I don't have a one finger.
I really don't have a one finger.
I mean, my one finger is permanent with B. I mean, Mr. Ass from the Ass family. You know, but other than that, that's a permanent one finger.
Oh, you can let that one ride.
Yeah, he can ride on it, you know.
Oh.
Go.
I thought he was going to play something.
Your turn.
My two finger, one finger. Two fingers to, two fingers to my bruh. Black, got to hang out with him this weekend. It's been a long time coming, man. I've been trying to hook up with this brother for a long time, and we got a chance to hook up and hang and break bread and consume alcoholic beverages and the whole shit. And that really made my weekend. So definitely two fingers to that bra. Repping them boys in blue. One finger to the raggedy ass, gut bucket ass, sorry ass nigga that smashed into the back of my fucking car this weekend and drove off. Then caused almost four more accidents, weaving four lanes of traffic, using the shoulder to get past people and the whole shit.
Wow.
Sorry. Wow. My shit's fucked up right now.
Cool. Right.
But it's cool. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Calm as a bitch.
Mark, you just burnt. Oh, okay.
I ain't been drinking. Now, had I been drinking my blue now, perhaps.
That's what I thought I smelled. I'm going to say, damn, that shit is in your system.
Well, it's, it never left.
It never left.
All right. Is there anything else?
Yeah, it's something else. I think B wants to play some. He found something.
Oh, wow, she come on. Okay. Well, playing with the tables and playing with the one and twos.
Some may say I got no class, but I'm doing what I wanna do.
So who? Drew, what you doing tomorrow morning?
I cannot.
You're gonna leave us alone.
I cannot.
Oh, go ahead, G.
Look, man, we gotta get out of here.
Yes,
man.
You do. We gotta get out of here. Get out my goddamn house. Damn spot.
I want to give a shout out to some folks. I don't have my list with me, so I'm going to give it to you next week. Hey, folks, on the real, apologize about last week. Shit happens, man. Computers just went nuts in this place. I was able to, well, if you listen to recap, I told the story. I was able to save a little bit of the show. So we're going to give that to you. Sort of, a lost hidden track. Archives, ideas archives, something. Somehow or another, that show's going to get to you. Before the material gets too dated, I guess. I'd like to thank my crew for being able to make it today. Drew Baby, Mark the Dog Wiley. Like we always like to say in closing,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my